This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 22nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley shared a pessimistic view of congressional attempts to write a new farm bill this calendar year with farm media this morning.
I don't think we're going to have a five-year farm bill. You've heard me say that before, and I think we're going to have an extension of the 2018 farm bill, so it's a seven-year farm bill. Usually when you have an extension and it's part of a clean reauthorization, you don't get anything thrown in with it. I don't hear as much about this issue as I'm hearing questions from journalists, but where we do hear about it is from more Southeast American agriculture than it is Midwestern agriculture. And I can't predict this, but I think the only place that if it were going to come up, it'd be come up on an omnibus appropriation bill, assuming we have that between now and Christmas, instead of just another CR into next year.
Grassley said the lame duck congressional calendar would not permit writing the bill in general order.
With just 2 weeks in November and 3 weeks in December, it would preclude any Senate Agriculture Committee input into it because just the leaders of the two ag committees would be working it out, and I resent not having an opportunity to have input on a new five-year farm bill. I don't see how it could be done any other way, and we're asking for regular order.
Grassley says tax policy is on next year's congressional agenda, and if legislators fail to meet the reauthorization deadline, farmers and small business could see a decrease in estate tax exemptions and higher taxes overall.
If it expires, state tax is going to be cut in half, and I think that'd be a major concern. The second one was, but the 20% tax deduction for pass-through income that affects small business and farmers, but it would surely affect farmers. I think then a third one, this passing unrealized income, if they consider the value of farmland being inflated maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5% from year to year, how do you actually determine how much specific farm went up? And then, of course, if farmers take advantage of the 401k-like things that farmers and small business can participate in, obviously you can determine the inside buildup of that, and that can be tagged, but that'd be an awful approach, and all you'd be doing is bringing in more money today instead of years down the road when the money's actually taken out. And so I don't know how the federal government gains, except it has short-term positive things for the federal treasury, but long-term harm.
From the renewable energy regulatory front, Grassley says the Biden Treasury Department is facing a deadline to have 45Z rules available for the renewable industry and for farmers.
It could be done by November the 1st and done in a way that's harmful to American agriculture because it would subsidize imported feedstock as opposed, and maybe at a higher level than even domestic produced feedstock. So just to express our feeling against that, there's a bill thrown in that if I'm not a co-sponsor yet, I'm going to want a co-sponsor that would change 45Z just to subsidize domestic products and not imported products. In other words, let me make it very clear. I think it'd be idiotic federal policy to subsidize an imported product in competition with American soybeans.
In other news, analysts surveyed by the Wall Street Journal forecast that average daily ethanol production of the U.S. was higher last week. EIA's weekly report, scheduled to be issued tomorrow, expected to show production having risen to 1.05 million barrels a day versus 1.04 the week before. If production hits that mark, it'll be the highest average in over a month. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.